New mothers in the United States die at higher rates than anywhere else in the developed world. And the problem seems to be getting worse, not better, in recent years. In Arizona, an estimated 20 women die for every 100,000 live births, and 89% of those deaths are preventable. That's according to the Department of Health Services. Last year at the state legislature, Governor Doug Ducey signed a bill establishing a 13-member advisory committee to find out just how bad the problem is here in Arizona. Now that committee is out with its first report of draft recommendations on the issue, and I spoke with the Health Department's Assistant Director of Public Health Prevention Services, Sheila Scholander. More about it.
There was overall concern in Arizona, as there is in the rest of the nation, about rising rates of maternal mortality. So these are deaths of women while they're pregnant or within a certain time frame of pregnancy. And many of these deaths are considered preventable. And so they've been increasing across the U.S. and in Arizona. Fortunately, we still have lower rates than the U.S., but still, you know, any death of a woman due to pregnancy or related to pregnancy is one too many.
I want to start with a question about sort of the scope of that here. So I know a lot of this report is about the data and improving collection of that data. But if I ask you sort of how bad the problem is here, how many women die in Arizona during or because of birth or pregnancy every year, do we have an answer?
Well, so the number can fluctuate. Mm-hmm. The last report that the Maternal Mortality Review Committee issued was in the summer of 2017. So the committee goes through a process of reviewing the death of every woman who died within a year of pregnancy. So they go through a process of determining whether or not the death was at all related to the pregnancy. So that number, fortunately, becomes relatively small. So in that last report, we saw about 9 deaths a year mm-hmm. that were pregnancy related.
Okay. So like I said, a lot of this report that you've come out with now from this advisory committee is about the data collection and about understanding the problem better in that sense. So can you give us, first of all, a sense of what the issues are there? What are the challenges with getting data from healthcare providers and understanding it and whether or not it was related to a pregnancy or a birth?
Well, some of the challenges are just with the timeliness of the information that we receive, because we're dependent on, you know, getting death certificates. So you're always looking a year or two behind, and then getting records from medical providers, from hospitals, et cetera. That can take some time, as well as some of the issues around that there wasn't a lot of infrastructure around this program. Mm-hmm. The Maternal Mortality Review Program has been unfunded, so we didn't have dedicated staff. The committee itself that reviews the deaths, they're all volunteers. They meet monthly, so they come in and work with us. But we didn't have a lot of infrastructure because of some of the lack of funding that we were experiencing.
So let's walk through some of your recommendations then. What are the steps you'd like to take initially to try and fix those issues?
So the committee came up with 22 recommendations. The first category was around data collection and that process. So again, looking at improving the timeliness of gathering information. So some of that would include work around just having formal agreements in place with some of the other agencies, developing protocols to streamline the record collection process, and, you know, some of those intricate details. Another area of recommendations was around the composition of the review committee and governance. And another area was the review process itself and improving the efficiency of reviewing cases. So some of that goes back to needing to have dedicated staff. In the past year, we were able to secure 2 federal grants. We've grown leaps and bounds from where we were just a year ago in terms of our capacity to address this issue. So we'll be able to adequately staff the program moving forward, which will make a huge difference.
So a lot of this is really focused on, you know, things that are sort of developing a lot of the protocol, the records recommendations, the reporting process, all these sort of back end things that need to happen in order for this committee to be more functional in the future. Is this sort of a first step? And what would you like to do next?
So this builds a foundation to better understand, you know, the questions we always get is, why is this happening? So it will help us better answer that question, help us understand what's happening to these women in the healthcare system, in their communities, and in their own personal lives. And it's also important to know that this is just one thing that's happening in Arizona to address this very important issue.
So lastly then, Sheila, I just want to ask you sort of about some of the stories that you've heard, I'm sure, through this process, and just give us a sense of why you think it's so important that we as a state sort of collectively look to address this issue right now.
Well, I can't think of anything more tragic than a young woman dying shortly after giving birth, what should be the most joyous moment in a couple's life. So I think everybody understands the importance of preventing that from happening, and also preventing not just deaths, but other serious consequences that can occur. So things like organ failure, stroke, those complications that can also occur that may have long-term consequences.
All right. That's Sheila Scholander, Assistant Director of the Arizona Department of Health Services Division of Public Health Prevention Services. Sheila, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
You're very welcome.